This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Bob Dylan turned 68 this past Sunday, and in a remote part of India, not far from the Chinese border, one man was celebrating, as he has every year for nearly four decades. Well, that was too intriguing for our correspondent in India to pass up. So after a three-hour flight and 4 hours of driving, NPR's Philip Reeves made it to the birthday party for Bob Dylan.
Okay, just loosen it a bit. Just keep on top.
It's mid-morning on a quiet Sunday. Luma Jao is getting ready. Dark clouds maneuver menacingly above the pine forests that cloak the surrounding hills. There's the smell of rain. Majal's undeterred. He's been through this every year for 37 years, through rain and shine. Another monsoon downpour won't stop him from holding his annual celebration honouring the birthday of Bob Dylan.
It's because of the respect that I have for him. Respect as a lyricist, you know, a writer of songs and poetry.
Majal is 62, 6 years younger than Dylan. He heard his first Dylan song in 1966. Majal can still remember the impact Dylan made.
I just could not see anything, you know. And then later on I said, hey, this is it. You know, it has so much power.
Majal was so impressed he picked up a guitar and started learning the songs. He's been playing them ever since.
Buggers of rain, buggers of tears, got them buggers coming out of my ears, buggers of moonbeams in my hands. You got all the love, honey, baby, I can stand. If people, if they really, you know, listen, if they really see the meaning of what his writings are, I am sure that they will. We shouldn't have had any war. We shouldn't have had, you know, anything. Everything will be so peaceful, man. If you or me, honey, baby, I'll be here.
Majal is wearing a skimpy pair of denim shorts, a bright blue necklace, chunky white sneakers, and technicolored socks. His long grey hair's tied back in a pigtail. This year, he's holding his Dylan birthday bash in a weed-choked basketball arena. He's had workmen put up a big covered stage, crowned by a banner, wishing Bob Dylan a happy 68th birthday. Majal has no idea how many people will come, although he says they'll include his five-year-old son, middle name Dylan. He says there have been years when no one showed up.
It's just a handful of people, sad to say. But I wonder, you know, why I'm doing this also is that more and more people will get to know Dylan. Then later on, they'll say, who is this Bob Dylan? Then, like, you know, they'll be curious about it. And then they say, okay, well, this is it.
Yet you can tell from Majal's enthusiastic grin that he is optimistic about today's show. After all, this is Shillong, a town where every other person seems to play an instrument, usually learnt by ear. You only have to wander through the streets to see that. 8 out of 10 Indians are Hindus. Here, though, most people are Christians, a byproduct of British colonial rule. With the British came Western missionaries, and with the missionaries, church music. The British like Shillong because it has the same austere beauty as Scotland. There's nothing austere about the way the town folk are worshipping today. In a community hall not far away, some kids clear up after a Sunday morning sing-song. They're from the Khasi tribe, as are half the people around here. The show's over, but they quickly whistle up a choir.
Here in the hills, everyone loves music.
That's Bantelang Rumnang. He runs a Khasi cultural organization.
Khasi always says that he should always learn to laugh. You know? When a Khasi celebrates, then he celebrates it with music. It sets the soul free.
Of course, he's also a musician. He seems strumming away.
Check. 1, 2, check.
Back at the basketball arena, Majal's testing his sound system. Some languid-looking students have come to take part in the show. They're from a rock band called Politics, one of many now emerging from this part of India. They don't all share Majal's love of Bob Dylan. Dylan is, after all, old enough to be their grandfather. But the drummer, Daryl Dingdo, is a big fan.
He's just awesome, man. His lyrics are just mind-blowing.
You know, he's like a prophet, man. You know, there are no words to describe Bob Dylan. Bob Dylan is like air and oxygen, you know. It's just there.
So does Daryl know any Dylan?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I guess. Show me. I could say that.
Show me a little bit, just a little bit.
Ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe, if you don't know by now. Ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe.
The hour of Bob Dylan's Indian birthday party draws closer. Gradually, people begin to appear. Solemn-faced lads in low-hanging jeans, aging hippies with ponytails, young women in stilettos gingerly picking a path through the weeds. Soon there are a couple of hundred people, including Philip Hansen.
We have a hardcore Dylan fans. They believe by Dylan, they live by Dylan, and they think Dylan.
The celebration begins. His grey hair now flying loose, Majal prances around the stage in his micro shorts.
Feel the writings of Bob Dylan. That will definitely open the doors of your soul, I am sure. I am sure because it happened to me.
The crowd listens calmly. Majal mixes Dylan with some of his own numbers. He's master of ceremonies, ushering in other musicians. No one seems to find him odd.
Everybody knows about him. Everybody knows him. That is there. And he's one of the pioneers. There's no doubting those kind of things.
Keith Wallang played in Majal's band for years.
People just treat him the way he is, and that's about it. They just leave it at that, you know?
Because if you were to go to many towns in India and wear a pair of micro shorts, earrings, beads, and have long hair in a big town, you'd be in trouble.
For sure. But this place is definitely different from the rest of India, as you probably see. So I think, people have accepted him a long time ago, and they look at him and they enjoy seeing this colourful person on the road, I think. So I think it's all good.
As darkness sets in, the sound of Bob Dylan wafts across the hills of northeast India. There's just one more question for Lou Majal.
Geez, the answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind.
Okay, what about this? Here?
Do you think Bob Dylan knows that you do this every year for him?
I don't think so, yeah. Maybe he knows. I doubt, yeah.
Would you like him to come here one year?
It'd be fantastic, yeah. I mean, like, I guess when that happens, then the people should only say, yeah, Dylan, we love you.
Philip Reeves, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.